Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word, dynamite. Come on, y'all. Let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. Mm. It's Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me.
Miss J. Miss J. Miss J.
Guys on me, eyes on me. Now I'm ready, I'm ready. It may rain, confetti.
Yeah.
All I know how to be is me. Standing on top of shoulders of giants so I can see. Haters wanna knock me down. They can't budge me even if they hit like pocket. Said the enemy, how you like me now? This ain't season, no partner, this should be ring. As for me, I'm equipped with the body of armor. Now I'm legit, hey. Feeling the game. On a different team. No Red Bull, my God, he gave me wings. But I ain't even tripping though. Anointed, you can hear it every time I flow. Tired of dealing with these actors like movie roles. Got them all waiting on the hook like the roof.
Now watch me work.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me
work.
Now you see me work. Now it's time to go berserk. Cause everything I do it for him. Even 22 say I need more rain. Just call me unashamed. You don't need to know me. It's my father's name. Yahweh is the king, man. So I'm a prince. No purple rain. I'm blessed up. I got it all. No more Robert from Peter to pay Paul. Simon says walk straight and don't fall. Peter said you were Christ's son of a living God. He was Christ. The devil thought he had. Shut out the face cause his beat is kind of swag. Now you can duck it. I hit the cat daddy. Praise God. I just wanted to do that.
Now watch me work. Now watch me work. Watch me work.
You don't know how to do it, going in. But praising is what I'm used to. Can't see it, I'm connected. Bluetooth. I'm all about his business. Discern real saints, scientists. But you can't smell a fake scientist. So I gotta point them out. Witness. The God I serve can't be copied. Fake rappers, chest out Abercrombie. Lately, hip hop been sloppy. So I gotta see these squares sloppy. Everything they said is fake. Swap me. That's why the enemy out trying to stop me. Can't stop the unstoppable. Moving through life like an obstacle. May run into a challenge inside though. God got me when I messed up.
Now watch me work. Now watch me work. Watch me work.
Yeah. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work. Bring Jesus in.
Now watch me work.
Fly coast and up.
Watch me work.
You don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
I mean, watch me work, what does that mean? You may say, I mean, you can be working as long as God is in it. Let people watch you work.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Whether you get a job, whether you tweet, whether you on Facebook, whatever you do, as long as God is in it, let them watch you.
If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Because they're watching you, they're watching him. Yeah. So watch me work.
Now watch me work. Now watch me work.
Come on.
Watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work. Now watch me work. Watch me work. If you don't know how to do it, you can watch me work.
Watch me work. Watch me work right here, Miss J in the Morning. Good morning. Now watch me work. Now watch me work. Hey, oh my, I'm starting to show off right. Watch me work. His latest single debuted right here on Miss J in the Morning worldwide. Y'all know how we do it live. Today, letting everybody know to watch me work. Boo, we finna work it. All of you guys out there that are working hard, doing great things, keep going, keep moving. It's yet another day, another opportunity to start your day off in a right way, in the right way. The best part of waking up, not only is Folgers in your cup, but Ms. J in the morning. Thank you, everybody, who's tuning in before the show even starts. That gets me hyped. So we started the show off right today. The focus is watching me work, watching you work. Do what you do naturally. So for those of you who are used to the urban slang, do you, boo? That's today's topic. Do you, boo? You can't be nobody else. Everybody else already taken. So do you. Work what you can work. Of course, we have the best in inspirational music. May have a little news coming up, but lately, you know, you guys have been emailing me so much, and I'm getting so much interaction and responses to my videos and my emails and the other shows that you guys are listening to archived. You know, I just think that we should just keep it flowing and just go with the flow. So that's how we do in life. That's how we're going to do it right here on the show. Y'all watching me work. And the reason why I can do it the way that I do it is because of y'all and the support and the training and the knowledge and everything that I went through. My failures that I have with fertilizer that's helping me grow, and I'm still growing, still getting better. But what I do, I'm a professional at it, y'all, just like you. Can't nobody do what you do the way that you do it. So let's get right back into some music. Tell everybody to tune in. We are live worldwide right now, y'all. blogtalkradio.com/MsJProductions. Also on iartistradio.com, and we're expanding. New countries are checking in saying, hey, we OD in on positivity too. That's how we do it, international, baby. So here's Canton Jones, the professional. I'm a pro with it. Watch me go with it. Hey!
Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this. Watch this.
I'm a pro with it.
Watch this.
I'm a pro with it. Watch me go with it.
Watch this.
Hey, you try. I'm a pro, that's for show with it. That's what
I'm a pro at it. I'm a pro at it. Watch me go at it. I'm a pro at it. Watch me go at it. I'm a pro at it. Watch me go at it. I'm a pro at it. No praise. I'm a pro at it. Watch me go at it. I'm a pro at it. Watch me go at it. I'm a pro at it. Watch me go at it. I'm a pro.
Watch this. Watch this. Watch this.
Jones, a.k.a. K-Jo, right here on Ms. J in the Morning, the professional. I'm a pro with it. Watch me go with it. Hey, today there's no more room for your excuses. Excuses are monuments of nothing that build bridges that lead to nowhere. I'll say that again. Excuses are monuments of nothing that build bridges that lead to nowhere. You're going to have excuse after excuse after, well, I can't. Because, well, I don't, well, no, if this happens, and nothing ever gets done. I know a lot of you guys out there are saying, what's easier said than done? No, it's easier done than said. Those of you who are new to the show, I've said it before, and I'll keep saying it until you get it. It's easier done than said. You ever had a situation like laundry? I always use that. Well, I always say, okay, well, I'm going to wash the clothes tomorrow because, you know, I got a lot to do. Then tomorrow comes and you get too tired. Or something pops up and a family member needs help, or there was a surprise party or something that you forgot about and you had to do it. So the next thing you know, you say, well, I'll do it this weekend. The weekend rolls out. You just needed some rest on Saturday. You just didn't want to do anything. Sunday came along. Church was great. Came home, had a good dinner, went to sleep. Next thing you know, it's Monday morning again, and you got to go to work in your best Sunday attire, not because you wanted to look good, but because you don't have any clean clothes. The problem is you kept talking about it and you didn't do it. The best thing to do is get it done. It's easier done than said. Quit talking about it. You planned it. You already got the tools. God's already provided for you. You have to do it. Those of you out there who've been praying, God, send me a sign. This is what I really need to do in life. I really need to know. I don't know. God, send me a sign. God has already sent you a sign. Two-thirds of God's name is go. Two-thirds of God's name is go. He is telling you to go. He is not going to move until you do. I don't care how church you've been. I don't care how spiritual, how religious. I don't care what label you have. There is nowhere in the Bible where God says, don't move until I move. He does not say that. That is religiosity. That is what we've taught ourselves through years and years of tradition and history. That has gone wrong. It has not worked for you. God is saying, if you take one step, I'll go ahead and do the rest. Show me that you trust me. Exercise your faith. Take a faith leap, a leap of faith. Jump out there. Go. Move. I'm not going to do anything. Those of you who've been waiting and say, well, I'm just going to sit back and let God do what he do. God is saying, well, I can't do what I do unless you get to moving. So God is waiting on you. Go. You are pro at it. Watch me go at it. So today I'm not letting up on anybody. This is not a show to massage you and wake you up and say good morning with lilies and a fresh cup of coffee and some fruit and a bagel. This is your slap. This is your wake-up call. This is your time to be shaken out of your situation. If you're having financial issues, you're having relationship issues, you're having depression issues, you're feeling alone, you feel like nobody understands, you're by yourself, you're tired of going through the rat race of life, you're on Facebook lying and saying, all I need is Jesus and nobody else. God is so good. I'm having a blessed day. And on the inside, you're broken. You're crying. You can't be by yourself because you don't want to be with your own thoughts. That means you are out of God's perfect will. There's his permissive will, what he will allow, what he has allowed you to do until you get it together. And then there's his perfect will. When you come into alignment and everything is stress-free, you can live a stress-free life. You can live a life without worry. The life that you have been living is not the life that God has designed for you. Those of you who are even successful out there, you got the great job, the great house, the great car, the husband, the wife, the 2.5 kids, the dog, the cat, the fish, the white picket fence, you go to the perfect church, all that stuff that's going in your life, God is still saying, I have more for you. Some of you guys are still living off of your successes from last year or 10 years ago. God is saying, okay, good. Okay, yes, you were the bomb at that. Can you move forward, please? Can we get some more going on, please? You got to trust me. The bottom line is you don't trust God. Those of you who are atheists, you don't even believe in God, you still know that you're here for a purpose. It's no accident. You didn't choose to be born, so you had to get here somewhere. Whether you believe in the Big Bang Theory, whether you believe in evolution, whether you believe in God or not, you are here for a purpose, and you cannot leave until your purpose is fulfilled. So you got to go ahead and do it. You got to trust him. Go ahead and give him a try. He's never lied. He's never lied in all my life. He's never lied in my great-grandparents' life. And in the history of time, I've never known him to lie. He has never lied to you. You've been lied to by people. You've been hurt by people. You've been disappointed by people. You've been pushed by people. You've been slapped by people. People have made you cry. People have made you laugh. But God has always been there, always told the truth, and he has never, ever changed. The people are not the ones that you need to please. The only one that you owe anything to, that you should focus on pleasing, is God. Your journey is your journey. It's only for you. The same thing he did back then, he can do it right here and right now. If he delivered you before, he can deliver you again. If he did it for one person, he can do it for you too. He's the same God. So let's get back into some music. It's Miss J in the Morning, y'all. I'm not letting go of you. We got to get through this together, me and you. If I got it, you got it too. And the same thing. Can I hold some gas money? Because gas is going up still, y'all. It's going down in the South, but what's up with the West Coast? He's the same God on the East and down in the South that he is on the West. So I want the same gas prices. Can I get an amen on that? Amen. Let's get back into some music. Ty Trivet, the same God. Here we go.
No, I'm not. boy O-Mobs, and you know I'm rocking with Miss J in the morning, and it's oh so priceless.
It's like you're looking through a telescope. You see where you're going to be. Growing, getting better. You're not the person they see. Can't be mad at the things you've been through, because they built your love through. Now you're stronger than you've ever been. They can't stop your hurting. Your faith ain't never small. That's what brought you this far. Yeah. See, you got your dreams and you got your prayers and you got your God. He gonna take you home. Everybody has a season, and I believe this one's yours. Cause you've been working, waiting. This what you've been praying for.
Talking about. Well, you OD'd on stress, you OD'd on food, you OD'd on worrying, you OD'd on working, you OD'd on your kids, you OD'd on community activities, you even OD'd on church, and you still worn out, tired, frustrated, and unhappy. So why not try what works? OD'ing on positivity is the only drug, the only infection approved by God. You can actually take positivity every single day, and God be pleased with it. You can get positivity on your kids and let them take it to school, get it on all the kids and the teachers. You can rub positivity all over your house, and whoever walk in can get it on them. You can cough up positivity at your church on your boss. Your boss start coughing, and positivity comes out on everybody that you work with, and God will be pleased. So why not do what works? It has been psychologically, spiritually, even medically proven that changing your thoughts, your words, and your actions for the positive can actually help you live a longer and healthier life. I've shared this plenty of times on the show. There was a study done, two different groups that did this same exact diet and exercise regimen. One group was more positive about it, inspiring each other, met weekly, called each other, said positive words on social network, while the other ones were kind of just left alone. And the ones who were positive about their weight loss journey lost weight quicker and kept it off longer than the ones who were negative. The only difference was their attitude. Stress actually helps you gain weight. Stress helps you gain weight. So those of you who started a New Year's resolution and wondering, why is it May, April and May, and I have not lost weight yet? Why am I gaining weight? Why am I just at a plateau right now? I'm working out or I'm drinking more water, and I cannot get this weight off because you're stressing. Yeah, stress, I don't care. You eat fruits and vegetables all day. You're trying to starve yourself. Now you're lightheaded, about to pass out. You're stressed out. Your body is stressed. Drinking some alcohol ain't going to do nothing but get you drunk and add more calories, so that ain't going to relax you. Those of you who try other methods for relaxation, keep it in, you know, y'all feel me. That ain't going to do nothing either. So what I need you to do is OD on positivity, and how you can do it is log in right here, blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Productions, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern. You can also catch me on iartistradio.com, 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. So once you log on to iArtist Radio, just download the iTunes app. Your girl is featured on a mobile app, so you can listen on demand. 24/7, you can have Ms. J. Those of you who are listening internationally, you're about 8-10 hours ahead of me. So you OD in on positivity late in the afternoon, in the evening, and sometimes in the middle of the night. So no matter what time of day it is, it's always time to be positive. We have the Ms. J Challenge, and it's a simple quote that says, no matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. I'll say that again for you. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. It's a simple challenge. Most of us know it takes 21 consecutive days to develop a habit. So why not develop a habit of positivity? Now, why I emphasize the word consecutive, meaning you can't take any breaks. Do you know why Mondays are the most hated days of the week? Because you took a break the weekend. Most people in America work Monday through Friday. Then you take a break, and you got to start all over again on Monday. It has nothing to do with the day. It has nothing to do with the spirit. It has nothing to do with your psychological issues that you're going through. You took a break. You have to be consecutive. People that work 7 days a week actually get more rest than people that work Monday through Friday. Did you know that's crazy? Because the people that work Monday through Friday actually skip out. They call out more because they hate Mondays. Tuesdays, sometimes they even get Monday off, and then Tuesdays is the worst because they took a break. So you have to be consistent. You have to stay on it. Sometimes you need to do it 21 times in 21 days to get it. People will try you. I got it at work, on my desk. I got it in my car. I have it in my house. But you have to keep repeating it to yourself. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. I've said it before, and I'll keep saying it. I'm actually going to have to put it on something, a shirt or whatever. Be a thermostat in life, not a thermometer. Most of us are thermometers in life. We react to the temperature. We get on Facebook, somebody says something. We got hot, now we got to say something back. Then you put a quote up that says, you know, I hate when people, knowing you're talking about somebody you just got off the phone with, so they know, so then they say people be or folks be tripping and y'all arguing on Facebook or Twitter. Okay, maybe I'm the only one that's done that. Or somebody says something else, or somebody sends you a text message and now you're all excited and you're happy about it, but then they fall through or the plans fall through and now you're sad and you're depressed because it didn't work out. Well, you're being a thermometer. You're allowing them to control your emotions. You are in control of your actions and your reactions. Be a thermostat in life. You pay attention to the thermostat in your house. It's probably hidden on the wall, blended with the wall. Nobody really knows it's there. It doesn't make an alarm like the smoke alarm and say, hey, I'm about to change the temperature of the house. It just does it. And that's what we need to do in life. You don't have to yell. You don't have to get on Facebook and tell everybody you're a Christian and you're wonderful and you're awesome and the God you serve is great and glorious and wonderful and everybody's news feed is filled with all these posts and pictures. If you like this, and Jesus is going to bless you. If you ignore it, then you're going to hell. Y'all know how they do. Maybe I'm the only one that have crazy people in my news feed, but y'all know y'all seen it. You don't have to do that to be a thermostat in life. Just do what you do naturally. Just work it. Do what God has given you, your gifts and your talents. There's been people who have emailed me, grown people, 40, 50 years old, that still don't know what their purpose in life is. Your purpose. They don't know what the gifts that God has given them, their natural born talents. They have a lot of skill, things that they've done for years and they've learned, they went to school to learn, but they're still frustrated, unhappy at their job that they've been in for 10 and 15 and sometimes 25 years. And it's because they haven't tapped into God's perfect will. So I'm going to help you figure out how to know if it's your God-given gift or if it's your skill, what you've learned to do. But we're going to take a quick commercial break, of course. When we come back, we got the Ms. J area code check-in, my opportunity to act somewhat like a DJ, your opportunity to laugh at me once again for doing something crazy. So let's take a quick commercial break. Those of you who are called in right now, good morning. Good morning, sunshine. It's Ms. J in the morning. We'll be right back after this.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Dove Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmdmp.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MDMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MDMT. One Girl Gospel Man is making it happen.
Worldwide, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST. Focus. OT. Overdose on positivity.
Variety show.
Inspirational music. Uplifting topics. Resources. Spoken word artists. Bands. Comedians. And event promotions. Subscribe to the show. blogtalkradio.com/Ms. MIZ-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room, video cast, and special giveaway.
The website,
www.lizjproductions.com.
What up, everybody? It's your boy, DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Ms. J, in the morning.
Make sure you keep it locked on the website, MsJProductions.com. Shout out to my DJ, DJ Maestro One, a.k.a. Jason Northfleet. It's your birthday today, boo. Go DJ, that's my DJ. Go DJ, that's my DJ. DJ Maestro One in the house, always supporting Ms. J in the morning. Out there in Florida, by way of Connecticut, East Coast, down south, no matter where you are. Hit him up on Facebook. DJ Maestro, then the number one, also on Twitter. And let them know, say happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Those of you who are celebrating your birthday today, happy birthday to you all across the world. An awesome day. It's your day. Hope you have a marvelous time. You know we are right here on Ms. J in the morning. Keep it locked. Let's get into some music, and we got the Ms. J area code check-in coming up next. Here's Candy, y'all. Y'all know Candy from Housewives of Atlanta. How does she make it through? I don't know, because she's going through some stuff. Featuring Marvin Sapp, her latest. Stay prayed up. I know I need prayer.
Oh, oh, oh. Oh, oh. Why me, Lord? That's what I kept on saying not too long ago. It seems like I was living in the darkest hole. My sadness and my anger started to take control. I had a lot of stuff weighing on me, y'all. I shed a lot of tears that you didn't see, no. But I couldn't let grief consume me, cause I got a little girl depending on me. It can't rain forever. That old saying, so I kept praying, and you should do the same, my friend. I stay prayed up, that gets me by. That's how I made it through my darkest times. Yeah, I'm a sinner,
best I can to keep a happy home.
Happy home.
It's hard to do it now, my better half is gone. Got a lot of eyes looking at me, judging every move that I'm making, I'm just trying to do the best that I can, but it's hard cause I'm just an ordinary man. It can't rain forever. So I just keep on praying, and you should do the same, my friend.
I say, wait up, now that gets me by.
That's how I made it through my darkest time.
My darkest time.
Yeah, I'm a sinner.
I'm a sinner.
And there's no lie.
And there is no lie, my friend.
Up. Sometimes you need to take a moment just to talk to God and to listen. Prayer is simple communication to God. You don't have to have these big SAT words and learn ecumenical, religious, theological. It's just crazy. Y'all don't have to do all that y'all see on TV. You just need to communicate with God, but you have to understand that it's a two-way street. Prayer is not whining and crying and complaining. God, please, why do I have to do it? God, I need you. I don't know what's going on in my life. That is not a prayer. It's communication. Once you release and let him know what you need and what you believe and what you agree, you have to shut up and listen to what he has to say. He's there. If you don't know how to hear God's voice, it's because you haven't been listening. You're saying, oh, I don't know. Some people call it women's intuition. They call it their first mind, their gut instinct. Whatever label you have slapped on it, that's the Holy Spirit. He guides you. He gives you wisdom. He tells you which way to go. When you feel like, oh, I don't think I should go down this way, but you do it anyway, and next thing you know, you're stuck in 5 o'clock traffic, and you say, something told me to take the first exit. That's God. He talks to you. He tells you. He won't even tell you what to wear today. You put on something, you say, you know what, something told me not to wear this today. I should have wore that. Now you got to go to a pop-up event and you're feeling bad and you ain't dressed right. That's the things that you need to focus on. Quit being in so much control. A lot of times you can't get what you want to get because you're in the way. God is saying, I can move if you just move out of the way. I'll do it. I got it. To all the ladies out there, y'all strong, independent women, think you can do everything by yourself. You don't need a man. You don't need this because you're going to do it by yourself. You're carrying that off into your spiritual relationship. And God is saying, well, I'm going to let you stay right where you are with the emotions you have because you don't know how to take your hands off and let go. Let go and let God handle. If it's too big for you to deal with, that's perfect. You're right in the place you need to be because only God can handle it. He promised to give you all that you need. So if what you need is still not enough, then God's got to do it. You got to trust him. Stay prayed up. Candy, featuring Marvin Sapp, go ahead and hit her up. Show her some love. Y'all remember it? I'm not the only one that watched Housewives of Atlanta. When she had released it, she was about to do a gospel track. People was like, okay, really? The owner of Candy Coated Sexual Toys, you about to do a gospel? Really? They laughed at her. A lot of you have gotten some great ideas, but because people are laughing at you, because people are looking at your history and what you've been through, you've stopped yourself from walking and moving forward in what you know you're supposed to do. Candy has blown up. It's becoming one of the number one requested songs across the globe. And if she would have listened to what the people said, you need to just stick with your sex toys, stick with the R&B, don't even go there, don't even call on nobody like Marvin Sapp. If she would have just stood back, just think what would have happened. You never know. You got to go ahead and try. Don't be afraid of failure, and don't be afraid of success. To whom much is given, much is required. But God will never give you more than you can bear. So don't do it because you feel like it's going to be too much. Don't just stop yourself because I can't do that right now. Now that's too much for me. Quit being so selfish. We're all in it together. God is planning 4 and 5 generations out. He's not thinking about just you and your kids and your grandkids. He's thinking about your great-great-great-great-grandchildren and what they're going to be. You never know, down your bloodline, you might have the next president or the first female president of the United States of America. You may have royalty. You may have an Olympian. You may have a doctor, a lawyer, or anything. So what you're going through now is not just about you. It's about your bloodline and your legacy. Let me just say this before we do the area code check-in. For those of you super Christians out there, the devil is not trying to kill you. Yeah, I'll dare to say it. Any leader, pastor can come against me with any type of words you think you can bring. The devil is not trying to kill you. I know what the scripture says. He came to kill, steal, and destroy. He's not talking about literally. The reason why I say that is because if the devil killed you physically, you're no good to him. You're already dead. He'll just move on to the next. What he came to do is to kill your dreams. Kill your faith, steal your destiny, destroy your legacy. That's the kill, steal, and destroy he's talking about. He wants to distract you long enough so you can miss what God has for you. He wants to distract you, kill your hopes, kill your dreams, so you'll sit there depressed and your kids see you depressed. So then now when your kids get older, they got to start all over again and they get depressed. And then your great-grandchildren do the same thing. That's what the enemy's job is. But you have to remember, he can't do any of it without God's permission. You guys give him a little bit too much power. He has no authority in the earth or under the earth. The devil has no authority anywhere. He can't do anything without God's permission. So if he's busy doing something, God has allowed it. So it's still God working in your life, and you have to ask God, okay, God, why did you allow this? If you don't believe me, read the book of Job. That's just the first example. Okay, those of you who are not used to reading the Bible or may not have picked it up, it looks like Job, J-O-B, in the Bible. And you get a Bible, you can go to Bible.com. You can look it up, free mobile app. You open the front, J-O-B, Job. That whole story is about God and how he works in our lives. Make sure you pay attention to the signs. God is telling you, look, it's time. You got to do it. You got to get it done. If you don't want to do it, I'm going to go ahead. All right, I hear you. I hear your cries, but I'm going to allow this to happen until you get it right. Sometimes you got to keep bumping your head over and over and over again. Sometimes you got to get burned to know that the stove is hot. That's just how some of us work sometimes. So let's get into the Ms. J area code check-in, y'all. Y'all know I'm going to stay on you because I'm going through some things. And if I got to go through it, I know some of y'all going through it too, and we're going to get it together. But now it's time for the Ms. J area code check-in. Those of you who are called in, you dial 714-816-4743. Those of you listening on your computer, you can get in where you fit in. Right now, 209 and 916 got it on lock, so I want to give y'all a shout-out first. Those of you who are calling from around the world, I thank you. I'm so grateful for you. But let's get into it. Here we go. 916-209-501-408-770-678-404-314-316-864-313-414-716-513-238. Did I say that again? 702-602-472-212-757-601-483. I missed you. 662-817-943. Y'all always calling in. I love y'all so much. That's a Ms. J area code check-in. Those of you who are sending in your tracks, those of you who are sending in your tracks to help out with the Ms. J area code check-in, I will be choosing someone really soon. I still just want to give everybody a time and opportunity to send in your music. I really do appreciate it. we'll get it together, and it has to be live and fresh because every show we get some new area codes popping up, some reoccurring area codes popping up. Right now, we've only been on air for 7 months, and we have over 30,000 reoccurring listeners. Woo! Around the world, from the Netherlands to Japan to Australia to Austria, even Switzerland is checked in. Canada is checked in. The UK and South Africa and the United States. So I am excited. I am thrilled. I am elated about everything that's going on. New events that are coming up with Ms. J Productions, Ms. J in the Morning. Shout out to all my ladies. All the ladies say, hey. Hey, ladies. Pumps in the house. Every woman needs her pumps. She needs her purpose, her uplifting, her mentoring, her positivity, and her sisterhood. It's an international women's society started by God, founded by the Holy Spirit. I'm dedicating this song to you, Fantasia. I'm doing me, and we'll talk about it right after this.
You know, sometimes you have to put yourself first. I'm doing me.
You say my mommy, Miss J,
About what's going on, and people ODing on positivity. Some trying to shake me up. So I said, I'm still here. Don't worry about it. But what I was talking about, dedicating Fantasia, I'm doing me to all the ladies in the house. If you're in Northern California, no matter where you are around the globe, you can become a part of PUMP, a new women's society launched recently. It's blowing up, blazing across the nation. There's a special group on Facebook you can belong to. Men, you're looking for some great women, you tired of women, you need to encourage them to join PUMP. We have empowerment series and sessions. The new one coming up in May is called Truth Hurts, Women in Relationships. You having issues in relationships, whether it's romantic, platonic, business, on your job, sisters, brothers, no matter what the relationship is, you're going to get some training, you're going to get some wisdom. You need to come out NorCal advertised on the website. Go to MissJProductions.com to find out more information about how you can get involved and how Pumps can start in your area. We have new chapters launching this year and beyond of Pumps, the new international women's society I'm so proud to be a part of. So proud to lead all of you. Those of you who listen to today's show, congratulations. You do what you do. Keep moving. Don't let anybody stop you. Don't let anybody hold you down. Don't hold yourself down. Do not be afraid of failure. Failure is the fertilizer you need to grow. You're a professional. You're a pro with it. So we're going to watch you work. I'm leaving you with this new song right here on Miss J in the Morning. Sam Collier featuring my girl, Ashley Washington. That fashionista out there in ATL. Shout out to all of my love bugs. Love you so much. It's Miss J in the Morning. I look forward to hearing from you in the morning. Here's Win right here on Miss J in the Morning. The only option you have is to win. Ain't no losing. Sam Collier featuring Ashley Washington. Win on Miss J in the Morning. I love y'all. Mwah.
Yeah. 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 No. Loser, no, no, yeah.
I just wanna see you win.
You know what this is, man? This goes out to all the winners out there. Let's do it.
I just wanna see you win.
Oh, believe it. I really wanna see
you. I just wanna see you win.
No kidding, no.
I know. I just wanna see you win.
From my heart to yours.
I just wanna.